Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I believe it is a blessing, and I believe it is a calling. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you with thanks and praise. We praise you for your love. We thank you for your love, and we praise you for your grace and your mercy, and for being the great I am that you are. We thank you for your forgiveness. We are such wayward children at times, Father. I ask, Lord, today for your boldness and your courage as your children exist in this world and try to be your beacon and your witnesses. I ask for your protection over all of us, but most certainly, Father, over our president. Protect him. Guide him. Guard him. Show him the way, Father. I pray, Lord, for your guidance with CSE Talk Radio, and I pray for your blessings on all my listeners, that they might draw closer to you, and that the worries of this world will be not their burdens, but laid upon you. I pray that for me too, Father. I pray that CSC Talk Radio, I give it to you, and I pray that you will bless it and make it your instrument. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I know that you have placed me right here. I don't know why, but I know that you have. And it is in your name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. It has been kind of a crazy week here, just because it's been a short week. And we've talked about several things, and I talked about on Tuesday about Esther. Well, we had Monday's show. We talked about labor of love. I don't know how many of you watched that. If you did, let me know. Watched it. You can watch it, I guess, if you listen to it. Let me know if you appreciated that. If it was encouraging to you. We talked about on Tuesday, I talked about my studying or my viewing of the creation, not the creation, but the presentation of Esther, the story of Esther, and how I can relate that to the times that we are in right now. We talked about prayer and fasting and how we all need to do that. And I challenged you to join me with that and hopefully to take action. Yesterday we talked about an oath. You took an oath. They took an oath. Perhaps it's just talk. But I'm truly, truly concerned about this nation. And today, I want to ask you, when will enough corruption and abuse be enough? Will you stand for liberty and freedom? Are you in it to win it? Or is it just talk? If so, we are as worthless, or I am as worthless, as a clanging cymbal. It seems like I haven't got anything original because I keep going back to what I've heard or seen in other things. Like I shared the James Earl Jones speech about the oath. You took an oath. And today, actually, I wanted to do it yesterday, but I couldn't get it ready in time. It's been kind of a running joke here because I would say transpose instead of transcribe, but I couldn't get it transcribed in time. but today I did. But it was, and I don't know that I even saw this movie, but I saw this portion of this movie over and over again. Because it impressed upon people. Now, in the day that this was taking place, it wasn't President Obama that was president. In fact, I didn't look up the year, and it wasn't President Trump, and I believe it was President George W. Bush. But it doesn't really matter which president was president. It was just a movie. And the person on trial was on trial, apparently, for tax evasion and a few other things. And she was making a statement. Now, I didn't see the movie. So if you saw the movie, it's called The Last Patriot. And I saw two different renditions of this speech today. And the one is actually depicted from the movie. And the other one, some patriot used. And they would flash the different things that happened during the George W. Bush era. And it was abuse of government. So it goes like this. James Spade was the actor, and he was the lawyer defending this woman, and he was giving his final speech to the jury. And I hate to start it now because I know I'm going to run out of time. So if you want to Google it or whatever it is you use for a search engine and bring it up, then do it. It's called The Last Patriot, and it's James Spade, and it was the speech against abuse of government. And it's very telling, and I will share it in the next segment. I also have with me, you remember John Webb? We've had John Webb on the air a few times. He was running for office here in the state of Missouri. And he does some writings every now and then, and I didn't get permission, but he told me a long time ago I could use anything he wrote, so that's what I'm going to do later today. And I also have in my possession today, I don't have the complete list, but I have the list that President Donald Trump has made for the Supreme Court. And, of course, we know that he was once again attacked and kind of have to give himself a little credit for that because he shouldn't have done an interview with a guy he knew hated him. But good old Senator Lindsey Graham said, oh, it's good. You should do this. You should do this. It's great. It's great. Never know which direction that guy is coming from. But in this speech that James Spade made, he mentions lots of things that are going on in the government at that time. In that time, in that era. And I almost didn't want to use it just because of some of the verbiage in it, not that it was vulgar or anything, but just in parallel to what's going on today with protests and riots. Because in that day, it was a different situation. And even today, those protests and riots are not rioting and protesting because of abuse of government. No, that's not what it's about. It's about government. It's about doing away with it. But today, when I share this with you, I want you to stop and think. What is it that you want? You know, John F. Kennedy once said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. We have fallen into, as a people, into this, I don't know, ditch, where we expect the government to bail out people, to bail out this, bail out that, give a stimulus here and stimulus there, and we want them in our lives instead of out of our lives. And how can they not abuse us if we're going to place ourselves naked in front of them? How else are they going to react? You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we're going to share that speech before the jury from that movie, The Last Patriot. And we will be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I had somebody tell me one time that he was complaining about another talk show host, not me. He said he never has anything original. I kind of feel like I'm that way here lately. I do gain encouragement and inspiration from things that maybe others don't pay attention to, but I don't know what made me think about James Earl Jones' little snippet of a speech about you took an oath, but I remembered it and it made an impression on me. And I never saw this movie that James Spade was in, but I've seen this clip over and over and over again. So I'm no James Spade, but let me try and read this speech to you. He's talking to the jury. This is his final statements. When the weapons of mass destruction thing was found out not to be true, I expected Americans to rise up, but they didn't. And when the Abadad torture thing surfaced, revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice when we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure that then American people would be heard from. We stayed mute. Then came the news that we jailed thousands of so-called terrorist suspects, locked them up without the right to a trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly we would never stand for that. But we did. And now it's been discovered that the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizenry. You and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally the American people will have had enough. Evidently we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless searches and seizures, illegal wiretapping, prison without a fair trial or any trial, war on false pretenses. We, the citizenry, are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people seem to notice. In case you didn't know, those were the two lines that I was unsure about sharing because of what's going on today. Well, so, and he mentions the woman in there. She noticed. You might think instead of withholding her taxes, she could have protested the old-fashioned way, made a placard, demonstrated at a presidential or a vice presidential appearance, but we've lost that right as well. The Secret Service can now declare a free speech zone to contain, control, and in effect criminalize protests. Stop for a second and fathom all of that. At a presidential rally or parade or appearance, if you have a supportive t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. Yes, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. I want you to think about what's going on with the t-shirts. What company was it last week that told a man he could no longer wear his Trump t-shirt? This has gone beyond appearances at presidential rallies or such. He goes on, he says, this is the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is she the only one embarrassed, the person he's defending? He said, I am so most sick and tired of is how every time today is the cloak of anti-terrorism. It is often easier to fight for one's principles than it is to live up to them. And he was a quote from Adlai Stevenson. And he tells the jury, he says, I know we are all afraid. But the Bill of Rights, what we have to live up to that, we simply must. And that's all she was doing, he's speaking of the one he's defending in the movie. And he asks the jury to speak for her. I don't know, again, that I ever watched that movie. But as I have listened to it over and over again, and like I said, I think the movie, at least, I think it might have been in the time of President Bush's. That's when the Patriot Act came to be that was loaded with all kinds of things that they could do against the citizenry, like wiretapping. Think about today. Think about yesterday. Think about 9/11. And what transpired thereafter in this nation. Of course, the abuse of Congress and the government has been going on for a long time, probably ever since the first ones were elected. Whether it has been a Republican president or a Democrat president, there's always been an attempt or an excuse or a crisis, if you will, to rob the American citizens of their rights. And for the most part, we take it. We're silent and we take it. Oh, we may go to the coffee shop and complain. We are silent, though. Just as James Spade said in the movie. Are we silent for fear? If that is true, then we're already under tyranny. Does it matter to you? Or are we silent because we're just complacent? We don't care that much. I mean, you know. Are we silent because of ignorance? That we don't know the Bill of Rights. We don't understand the Constitution. It's been since high school that I read the Declaration of Independence. Or are we silent because it just hasn't got personal enough yet? It's not your city they're burning. Are the majority of Americans okay with a lying media? We know that's all they do is lie to us. We've seen it. We've caught them at it. And they're still doing it. The Russia thing. We know the Russia thing was disputed. It was never true. They know it was never true, but they keep spewing it out of their mouths. Are we okay with that? Are the majority of Americans okay with murdering the unborn? Why is it such a big thing in an election? We're going to vote for him because he likes killing babies. When did that happen in America? Are the majority of Americans okay with more taxes? Do we sit around and think, oh, gosh, gilly whiz, I hope he raises my taxes next time. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Are we okay with unending wars? I mean, goodness gracious. What has this nation done, one after the other? We all know of people who have been lost or wounded or hurt in these wars that never end. And yet in the Democrat convention a couple of weeks ago, John Kerry talked like that was one of Trump's bad deeds, was that he's pulling our troops out and we're not in war anymore. Or are we okay with the constant insults, name-calling, and threats to the President of the United States, regardless of who he is? If they'd have been sitting there trying to hold a severed head of Barack Obama, as much as I didn't like him, I would have been upset about it. But you got this deranged hate for a man in the presidency, and you don't even know why you hate him. Are we okay with socialism, America? That is our choices today. Those are our choices. It's heartbreaking to think that we are no longer an independent people, that we're dependent on government, government programs, government handouts, government stimulus. They're stimulating you with your own money. Wake up. Are we no longer? We are no longer an independent nation. Do you know that? We're dependent on China. Again, these are your choices today. These are your choices 53 days from today, on November 3rd. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Calm down. Go to commercial break, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm really shocked and surprised that several of you haven't corrected me. That was not a movie. That was a scene out of Boston Legal when James Spade was, when that show was popular. I did watch that some. I'm not sure I saw that particular one, but I might have. I did watch it some. That was before I was addicted to the news all night long. And I don't know the year on which that episode was done, but I suspect it was under the Bush administration. But that's really insignificant, at least to me it is, because I see these abuses of government through many presidential administrations, Republican and Democrat. They all believed in globalism. Unfortunately, I have to say, probably including President Ronald Reagan. He probably thought we could have the best of both worlds, but we can see what that has done to us. Yesterday, I watched, Rudy and I don't often do this, but I said, we need to watch this. And it was difficult because, at least on my computer with my cheap little speakers that I have, the music and such, the background stuff, was loud enough that it was hard to understand the speakers and what they were saying in it. But it, what was the name of that, Rudy? It was called Red...
China Rising.
Red China Rising or something like that. I'll get it and I'll put it on Facebook if I haven't already, if they'll allow it. When we talk about these T-shirts not being allowed and other things not being allowed, I noticed this week the president was tweeting and Twitter wouldn't allow one of his tweets because they said it was harmful. Because, you know, truth is harmful. Now, you may not like what the president says or how he says it. But the left and the socialists, they don't want you to know the truth. Because, what was it? I had to kind of chuckle. I mean, it was a big thing because former Vice President Biden made the comment about, I can't tell you my tax plan, and they'd shoot me. Who's going to shoot him? Are the citizens going to shoot him or the people back there that are telling him don't say this or don't say that because we can't get away with it? The American people will figure it out. Because, you see, I don't think the American people are stupid. I don't. They do. But John Webb wrote this. Riding the Dragon. That's what it's called. Riding the Dragon. All you got to do is put that in your search engine and you will find it. And it's very eye-opening as to Biden's, oh my goodness, attachments to China. His entire family. And it's not just to China companies, it's to the China government. And we may try and lay that out next week if we have a free day. I know we got lots of guests coming up next week. We did have this week, but people had to go another direction on me. John Webb wrote this. He says, I have come to the conclusion that it must be something like subliminal messages, brainwashing, or something of that nature causing Trump derangement syndrome from the media broadcasts. I think about that. You think about those old TV shows you used to see where they had the little circles coming at you and going and coming and going and they just got hypnotizing you. But think about all the lies and the things that were being fed over and over and over again by the media. John goes on in this. He says, I have talked to some people who say they hate Trump. He's a criminal. Well, what evidence of a crime? Well, Russia. Well, they have shown no evidence of that. Well, look at those convicted of crimes around him. Nothing associated with Trump or before Trump. Well, he is talks mean to people. That's what they have against him. He talks mean to people. Well, I can deal with that. That's a good answer, John says. In spite of all the great things he has done for our country, mean talk is the best reason for your blind hatred. That is Trump derangement syndrome in a nutshell. Now, we've heard enough people say that. I don't like what he tweets. So you're going to vote against this president because you don't like what he tweets. What is it that he tweeted you don't like? Do they even know? And do they know whether it was a fact or not a fact? There are many times, I don't necessarily care for his tweets, but there are many times he's tweeted something that we would not know about had he not tweeted it. Because the mainstream media is going to... Why do you think Twitter is now not going to share his tweets if they don't like them? And Facebook has claimed that they're not going to air some of his commercials through the month of October. They're going to silence the President of the United States from the citizens. From all the grandmas that are on Facebook. They should not know what President Donald Trump is going to say. Because it will be derogatory against President Biden, that was a terrible thing to say. Former Vice President Biden. John goes on, he says, I greatly disliked almost every action taken by President Obama. I was brokenhearted when he was elected. I believe he was one of the most destructive persons who have come to power here in the United States. He set this country back in every way. Even though being sickened by what he did and stood for, I did not go about breaking laws and looting across the country. Trump has made this country better in spite of opposition from the fake news, the insane radical left, the deep state, very little help even from those in his own party. He had brought our economy to the highest records ever, brought back manufacturing jobs that all had said would never return. In fact, if you remember, President Barack Obama made fun of him and said, what are you going to do, wave a magic wand? No, we're going to work. That's a dirty word to a lot of politicians. He brought back more employment in every sector, especially in minorities. We are finally energy independent, even exporting energy now. It's gotten us out of our changed stupid treaties. He donates his pay. And then he quotes a little history here. He says, Abraham Lincoln said, when pressured to get rid of a drunken womanizer, embarrassing Grant, President Lincoln made the statement, I cannot spare this man. He fights. You can say whatever you want about President Donald Trump, but he fights. And he fights for you. Now, I never lived in New York City, but they claim that some of the language and some of the in-your-face and the constant back and forth, that's New Yorker. I don't know. I never grew up in New York. But he's a fighter. And he has given up, as Rudy was talking about his wealth. He's lost a little of his wealth. I think he's still okay. But he's lost a little of his wealth since he's been president. And last night in an interview, you know, I laugh because I get texts from the president's team all the time. Not, you know, everybody does if you've signed up for them. And they want money. They want money. But he says he's not going after big donors. He doesn't want to be beholden to them. He said, man, they'll get you every time. He knows. He's one of them. He said, if we end up short, I'll make up the difference. We cannot spare this man. He fights. President Donald Trump is a fighter. You can dislike his language. You can dislike his mannerisms. You don't even have to like the way he walks. Maybe you don't like his fake tan. But he's a man for liberty. And he's trying. He's trying to restore the republic. Are you going to help him? Or are you going to sit back and say, no, I want another social program? Because I don't want to work. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it, so you can see the results for yourself. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still trying and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I have all kinds of news things in front of me here. And if you watch the news, you probably already know them. But Trump did a foolish thing. Because he loves to talk about transparency. But you cannot trust the Trump deranged people to be truthful. You just can't. It's a good thing he's got most of it on. I think it's recorded. But Woodward, Bob Woodward, did an interview with the president. And the president, in my opinion, should not have done an interview with Woodward because he doesn't like him. And he's not truthful. That would be the main reason. Lindsey Graham is the one that encouraged the president to do this. I'll just throw that out there and... That's free. You can have that. So the president now and everybody last night, that's what almost all the shows were doing, especially Hannity, were defending the president and this book by telling the truth, by going through timeline of the coronavirus and what the president actually did and said and actually did and said and did and said and when and what date and all this and that and what president and what, oh gosh, 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 what Biden said and the timeline on what he said and didn't say and Pelosi. And like I said, if you go back, and I'm sure you can find it on YouTube, if you go back to the State of the Union address and you want to sit through that again, the president then mentioned coronavirus. They knew it was coming. They didn't know what it was going to be. He said it could be like a common cold. It could be something bad. We're going to keep an eye on it. Pelosi ripped the speech in two. And then they said the president has photos, photo ops. So we know that Woodward, don't buy the books. Yeah, if there's one thing that's happened during President Trump's time in office. It's all these people that are writing books. They wrote a book. He wrote a book. He wrote a book. They wrote a book. Some of them have written two or three books. I'm telling you. I don't know how they get it done. I'm barely on mine. I'm working on it. I know everybody. I thought I would have it done in the spring, but I didn't. Now, here's a big headline. Big headline. L.A. bans trick-or-treating this Halloween. Oh, of course they will. Aren't they the ones that banned you on the beach? You're not allowed to go to the beach. And if you go to the beach, you got to sit way apart. Only two people in a boat. Well, Trump yesterday, one of the big things that he did was he revealed his list. Because if he gets reelected, he will probably have the opportunity to not just replace one or two on the Supreme Court. And so I don't have his complete list because some of them are on the other list. He didn't drop anybody that I know of, but he did add to it. And he added, I've got the wrong list here in front of me. He added Republican Senator Ted Cruz, which, you know, I find that fascinating because they were such enemies when they were running against each other for president. Tom Cotton. I love that guy, but I would hate to lose him as a senator. Josh Hawley, Missouri's own. And also Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. A great guy. It's also got Judge Amy Coney Barrett on. Judge Amel Thapper. And Senator Mike Lee of Utah. He's not one of my favorites. I know he's supposed to be a patriot guy, but I've just seen him go against the president too many times. And speaking of free speech, according to mainstream media and CNN and MSNBC and all those lovely people, means you can say and do whatever you want without restrictions, except truth. They don't want any truth on there. So, I guess this happened back in May. I don't watch CNN, so I didn't see it. But MyPillow's Mike Lindell was doing an interview with Anderson Cooper. It says here that MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has hired Lynn Wood, the famed litigator, to demand CNN anchor Anderson Cooper retract and apologize for calling the pro-Trump businessman, a snake oil salesman, and a liar during an interview. Now, apparently they were discussing a new procedure or medicine to fight COVID-19. And it's a natural drug, and Lindell's got some investment in it with someone else. And so that's why I called him a snake oil salesman. You see, they won't accept anything that isn't expensive at FDA. Well, it would have to be FDA approved anyway. But how many times in the evening do you see commercials by lawyers because some drug has been known to cause cancer? That drug was, you know, it was approved by your FDA. So Anderson Cooper thought he could get away with this, and I think all they're asking is for an apology. But it just goes to show you there's always something. These people think they can say and do anything. And now, you know, last week the big story was Nancy Pelosi and her hair. She's going to sit there and tell Rudy that you're a bad man if you don't wear that mask. It's required of you. And we're closing the salons here. You better keep the rules. And then she breaks the rules. Yeah, Rudy's got something to say.
And I could
about.
Really use a trip to the
salon. Yeah, I've been trying to remind you to go get a haircut, but you won't listen to me. Oh, anyway. Pelosi now says she was set up, and I'm thinking that's just stupid. President Trump has also reached out to defund the spending that goes to Planned Parenthood again. And it says Trump's decision to defund international Planned Parenthood cost abortion biz over $100 million. He's going to defund them. He's worked at it and worked at it. And for some reason, left can't wait. They're like drooling to kill babies. And that's one of their campaign things. They're running on killing children. Killing children, taking your rights away, removing your local police, removing your guns. I don't see how anything could go wrong with that, do you? I had something I wanted to share with you today that was kind of from yesterday's show. We're not going to have time to do it. We'll try and save it for the last segment tomorrow. But it's another rendition of the Pledge of Allegiance. This one is by, well, I'm going to do it, but it was by John Wayne. And I spent a good part of the day right after the show getting that ready. CSC Talk Radio is here to encourage you, to try and bring you to action, and to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.